Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're back with part two of our Tunay na Writers of the Week, Bong Nebrija and Enyaki Jose, real moto heroes. Jolly will now do a deep dive into what bikes they're riding now and what are their dream bikes. So, yeah, tune in and enjoy.
Jolly, it's your turn.
Ayun. Hindi, kasi ano eh, medyo naghabulang ako eh. Medyo naghabulang. So, ano tayo? Magsimula tayo kay Sir Inyaki. Ano ba yung favorite bike mo ngayon or yung niride mo most often lately?
Ang dami. Every week, may bagong motor si Inyaki.
Lahat yun, swerte lang tayo. Nakakagamit tayo ng mga iba-ibang motor. Pinapairam tayo ng motor. Pero yung one thing na hindi ko nga mabenta talaga, yung ZXNR ko.
Yun, actually, ilib ako kay Enyaki eh. Because I would see him on the road, like after work in San Juan. Like, sabay, feeling ko sabay yung rota natin eh. And naka-scooter ako, and we're talking about rush hour traffic. And naka-big bike siya na sport bike in traffic. Pare, tibay mo. Ibang discipline yun, ibang passion yun. Kasi ako naka-150 lang ako.
Yung notion nila.
Kakarating ko lang.
Oh, yes.
So medyo nahuhuli ako sa usapan, pero kung mahilig ka sa talaga sa ZX10R, Sir Inyaki, ako pusta ko fan ka ng Top Gun.
Yep. Kanina pa namin pinag-uusapan yan.
Pinag-uusapan yan.
Shades, walang helmet, ninja.
Ray-Ban lang.
Ray-Ban lang.
Ayos.
May naka-flight jacket, ano?
Hindi kasi yung...
Naka-flight jacket. And then, yung piloto pa si Sir Bong. So, ano talaga?
Iba yung ZX-10R. Akala nila na, oh, ang bigat, ang hirap isingit sa traffic. Baka mas magaang pa yun sa motor mo, yung ZX-10R ko.
Yung LX-150 ko, mabigat talaga yun.
Ang hirap buhati ng Vespa.
And, ang nipis ng bike. So, kaya mong i-maneuver. Kaysa sa mga naka-upright. Kasi tatama yung bike. So, nasanay na ako doon. And, katulad mo, ayoko na magkotse. Kasi una-una, pagdating mo doon, walang parking. Una-una, kailangan ka umalis ng maaga. Una-una. So, naging ugali ko na kumbaga, meron kami lakad ni boss. I go to his house and park my bike there. Or, Secretary Alunan would pick me up in my house if I need to be dressed up, no? But most of the time, if we go officially to, let's say, Malacanang or D&D or any function, I mean my riding gear, man.
Yep, same.
Pero na jeans, naka-jeans ako, naka-riding shoes ako. At the most, I wear a t-shirt na may collar and then I just pin my flag there. Presentable na, di ba?
Pare, in a previous life, I was part of a conglomerate and lahat ng mga senior executives may meeting. Maraming subsidiaries yon, pare. So lahat sila naka-office attire. And then, naka-pangatlong meeting na gano'n, na pumupunta ako, and then finally, nagsalita ako sa meeting. Nagulat sila. Kasi yung mga ibang executive, akala nila driver ako, o messenger. Kasi magpako doon, naka-helmet, tanggal, upo sa upuan, tanggal ng bag.
Ay, alam mo pagdating nga talaga sa ganyan, ang laking bagay nung nagmumotor ka. Kasi, like yung kwento nyo nga, minsan kapag may mga meeting kami, lalo nung when I was working at an engineering firm, meron kami yung project dati sa MOA. So galing Makati, kailangan namin pumuntang MOA. So parang jolly ano, kukuha service, hindi na, magmomotor na lang ako. No. Sure ka? Meeting yun eh. O parang, oo, sure ako kasi bago mag-rush hour, alis na ako dun eh. Kapag nagkotse tayo, dalawang oras ako mapapanis sa, ano, sa traffic. Laking bagay ng bike talaga.
Tsaka tayo, I'm sure, iba, jolly, expert na tayo kung paano maging mabango. Alam yun na natin, di ba?
At saka Sir, paano?
May dala
paano magpupi?
towel, towel, nabasa, naka-budbud ng alcohol, tapos naka-ziplock yan, tapos meron kaming extra shirt na kung kailangan magpalit, tapos alam namin kung paano, mga helmet namin sigurado mabango.
Yeah.
Actually, yung ano, swerte ako, because I will just leave a bag in the office. So, yung lahat ng gamit ko nandun, and malaking bagay yung mga wet ones. Yes. And then, you get there early, magbanyo ka muna, konting ayos, and then, ano, okay na.
Wet ones, tawag namin dyan, ano, GI shower.
GI shower.
At saka yung ano yan, yung mga ano yan, yung mga ironless na mga polo, saka yung
pagtupin.
Yes. Oh.
Yung wrinkle free.
Yeah. So the best dyan, 5'11", 5'11 na t-shirt. Hindi nagugusok yan, hindi nababasa.
The reason why Under Armour is our partner is because that's all I wear, yung golf outfits ng Under Armour.
I wear that too.
May collar, medyo decent. I mean, still too casual, but still it's better than...
Yes.
No.
Yes. So that's my office attire. And some of the people which I deal with every day with that time, with Sec Rafi, they always look at my shoes. Kasi it's something that's unique, di ba? Titingnan nila, hindi naman mukhang pang-race, no? But something for the street. Sa makikita nila, parang, hindi pala rubber shoes yan. Black shoes, Black shoes naman, okay naman,
Yung sa rider, we're always looking for something that's functional and passable. Yung mga daily rider, sa mga meeting, hindi mo naman kailangan yung pinaka-pogi, pinaka-maayos, pero pasado.
Yes. Diba? Meron nga, Sir Bong, ano eh? Parang slacks, pero pang-ride.
Yep. Pare, last year, I had to go talk sa isang Senate working group or yung mga session, you guys are used to it.
DWG.
Yung malaking room, maraming table, nandun yung mga senador.
Yeah.
Ang layo, di ba? Committee hearing. So, So bumili ako ng Uniqlo, yung jacket na hindi mo kailangan ni iron, kahit i-roll yung mo yun,
yes,
sa back. Nakasuot ako ng yoga pants galing Decathlon na mukhang
kulay black.
na kulay black. And then collared shirt lang. Yun lang yung pinaka-importante. And diretso ako doon sa sa working committee sa Senate.
Ganun na talaga eh.
Ganun talaga. Because I'm not gonna suffer 3 hours in traffic. Yeah. Or di ba, 3.5 hours.
And what's nice about riding in the street and commuting with a motorcycle, any motorcycle, Sir Bong, is you control your time. Something that you cannot pay for.
Oh, malaking bagay.
Oras mo. You can predict.
Actually, ano yan eh. I was, dito sa Pilipinas, talagang bumilis yun, yung pagdami ng mga motorsiklo, no? So, nung nasa MMDA ako, I try to research on this. Bakit ba, ano ba nangyari sa Pilipinas? Bakit parang nagkaroon tayo ng culture ng Vietnam, Thailand, yung mga Southeast Asian nations, no? Na biglang dumagsa yung motor, no? And true enough, people are looking for something that is hindi lang cheap, pero maneuverable. Kaya makikita mo, may mga mayayaman na nagmo-motor, eh. It is not only because it's cheap, because primarily because ang ano, napaka-agile eh. Very maneuverable yung bisikleta. So parang nung during my research, yan yung mga lumalabas. Aside from easy to maintain, it's cheaper than four wheels, no, maneuverable, di ba? Hindi lumalabas na hindi kasi hindi ako bibili niya dahil masyadong exposed, masyadong dangerous, ano. It doesn't come out. So, no. Basically, yun yung binabayaran nila doon. That's why they're jumping on motorcycles right now. And,
pero, sir, if I could also add to that, no, yung lahat yon, for me, the most important, kasi let's say may isang tao ako dati, and he's a good friend of mine also. He lived in Bulacan. Office namin na sa Makati. Commute siya.
Pare, wow.
Iba yung oras na nauubos.
Correct.
And then when he bought a small motorcycle, kahit hindi siya pwede mag-highway, kahit nag-MacArthur lang siya, and then ano, he added quality time with his family, with his wife. So, yeah. He added time na pwede siya matulog. Diba? This is stuff that you can't pay for. You can't buy that eh. And then imagine if you earn more, right? If you're more than a minimum wage employee, your time has a lot more value because you know, you earn more, right?
Yeah.
True.
The fact that I can save time and get more sleep or spend more time with my family, that for me is the biggest advantage of riding a motorcycle.
Tama yon. Actually, dalawa yan eh. Quality time and productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun. Productivity at work. Kasi pag na-traffic ka, pagdating mo sa work, you could be late and it affects your productivity. So, ganun din. Pag uwi mo, yung more time that you will be spending on the road, what will be affected is your quality time. No? No time for love.
May Gika, you know this more than any of us. There was this Gika study about the billions lost in traffic. This is what you're fighting 5. For every... 3.5 billion.
5 billion a day.
A day.
Wow. That's the cause of congestion. Ano? So, that's the one that we are trying to ano, yung lower down. Kasi 3.5 billion, you could already build a bridge. Ano?
Yep, no? Yep.
So, yun yung yep. ano doon. Actually, that's part of my ano, research paper that I'm doing right now. The effect of congestion on the daily commuters, you know, on their productivity and their quality time, no? Quality of life, basically. Quality of life, no? Kasi if uuwi ka, you do not have time with your kids and your family, basically, nawawala yung quality of life mo, eh. Yeah.
Oo.
Hindi ka na, hindi ka na.
Pag umuwi ka, pagod na pagod ka.
Correct.
Diba? Tulog ka na lang, eh. Or,
tulog ka na lang.
Oh. Tulog, nagigising ka din. Dahil malilate ka naman, kailangan mo gumising maaga.
No, as 4.
Oo, so the cycle just goes on. No? So, well, yan din yung, kaya inaano, pinag-iisipan nga, ano, we do not want to delude the legalities, pero ano ba, motorcycle lane ba? Kailangan ba tayo magkaroon ng dedicated motorcycle lane? Siyempre, two sides of the story yan. So, meron yung pro, meron yung against, no? So, ang ano talaga diyan is why not get from the good practices of other countries who had the same problems, who went through the same stages of this kind of problems in their country.
We're going through what Thailand went through in the 90s. Diba? In the 90s ganito yung Thailand. Exacto.
Thailand, same thing. Din.
Growing same middle thing. Class, that's people right. are not commuting, they're buying vehicles and then traffic.
True. Not only that, but in Vietnam, ano? Pero there's so many things to learn, ah. So many things to learn from these countries. And then pati yung ano nga eh, pati nga yung now we're promoting bicycle lanes, ano? Have we forgotten about the motorcycles? No. Hindi lang naman pwedeng active transportation lang. We already have these motorcycles sa road natin even before we came up with the bicycle lane, ano? So what are we going to do with them? Yun nga lang talaga, other countries have the luxury of space, ano? to build dedicated motorcycle lanes compared to us. Na parang talaga yung urban development natin, they were not considered, no? They were really, well, I do not want to say neglected, pero they were not foreseen before na magkakaroon tayo ng gantong karami ng motorsiklo. And yun nga yung pinag-aaralan ng MMDA. I, for one, no, that's what I'm trying to research on. Actually, I submitted the policy paper regarding ano yung motorcycle lane. Kasi hindi lang siya about segregation. We're talking about here of safety also. No? Eh, syempre, alam naman natin, pag riders ka, two wheels ka, wala kang protection, exposed ka, di ba? But then again, sabi ko nga, this is just an initial phase. No? I need to submit it. I want to have the NCTS, the National Center for Transportation Studies, to look at this policy research that I also made. Para sa ganun, hindi tayo magkakamali. Hindi ko sinasabing mali yung motorcycle lane na we have on EDSA right now. Well, ngayon, hindi na talaga applicable because we have the barriers on the left side, no? And ang susunod na lane na doon is the motorcycle lane. So talagang, we cannot allow that to have the barriers beside the motorcycle lane.
Pero Sir Bong, it nakakagaan loob the fact that someone who is a public servant is also a rider and understands the needs and the challenges that riders face. I mean, honestly, Jolly and Yaki, Bong, and myself, we're not the people who are impacted by the rules and regulations as much. We're blessed, but it's good to know that there is somebody who's out there waking up at 5 a.m. every day, going out, and even though you're enforcing the rules, you're also, yun, tama si sabi ni Coach Mel, you're also isang tunay na rider, diba? Kasi as opposed to the people who mandate and create the legislature, diba? The people who are creating the laws that don't really understand what's happening on the ground.
Kaya nga, that's right, iba, no? Sometimes it really hurts, lalo na nung ano, nasasabihan ka ng iba na hindi mo nararamdaman yung nararanasan namin on the road, ganyan, ano? Well, ang sa akin kasi, I know, I see it, I observe it. Di ba? I observe it. Katulad nung dati may motorcycle lane tayo, sabi ko, this is close to impossible to implement, to enforce. Di ba?
Yep.
parang nag-create lang tayo ng policy na and then you're giving the tasking to the enforcers. Di ba? Sabi ko parang parang it's close to impossible, ano? Unless you do it by CCTV. No? So, yun nga, ang ano, laging pinag-isipan ko, how can we move this if we want a motorcycle lane and we do not want motorcycle riders to weave in and out of traffic? We must do something else, ano? And I think the motorcycle lane itself is not doing its purpose. Kaya nga, on my own, that is a policy research paper that I did. Baka meron, ano? Baka may magawan tayo ng paraan. Why not look up the good practices of other countries ahead of us who had the same problems that we're encountering now ahead of us, ano? So, yun yung, ano, I've been to Thailand, I've been to Vietnam, and I was trying to observe how they do it. Pero, may kamote rin sila. May kamote rin sila, no? Na talagang parang automatic yung pag-disobey ng mga rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But, ang sabi ko nga, there's hope. Kung itong mga to na ganyan din yung mentality nung ba, there's hope in the horizon for us na mabago natin to, no? Infrastructure is part of traffic management. Hindi natin pwedeng alisin yun, eh. So we are seeing the problems right now. Basically, enforcement will not suffice to change. Mm-hmm. No? And again, sabi ko nga, this is all about this is in the name of safety palagi. Hindi to, this is not something to punish or to penalize yung mga riders. No, we're doing this to promote a safe environment for all road users, hindi lang sa riders. Kaya we cannot segregate eh. No, kailangan rider safety lang. Kailangan car safety lang. No, it's in totality, it's road safety for all road users, no? To include pedestrians.
Yes.
Diba? Kaya nga tayo nag-click clearing ng ano eh. Kaya nga tayo nag-click clearing ng sidewalk para may madaanan sila so that they will just be on their lane.
Uy, Jolly! Iba! Alam nyo ba yung Turatec?
Oo, alam ko yun. Sino ba namang tunay na rider ang hindi alam ang Turatec?
I wouldn't have been able to confidently complete the Ride for Light on my GS without my Turatec gear. That was 20 days, 6,600 kilometers around the PH.
Tapos, made in Germany pa yan. And we are lucky to have Turatec Philippines as partners on Tunay na Rider.
You can check them out at Unit 5 Belbel 2 Building, Shaw Boulevard, Pasig, or go to the Turatec Philippines Facebook page. Turatec, new ideas for motorcycles.
Segregation is part of road safety, pero yun nga, where to put them is something that we need to really study and try, ano? Parang i-dry run natin kung talagang yan ba talaga yung perfect. But then again, sinasabi nga, this might not be suited for everyone, but something must be done.
Correct. I agree 100%. Yep. And you know, what you do, and the videos, again, sobrang follower ako ng mga videos mo, is exactly you're implementing what I feel. Parang feeling ko nasa social media lang ako, like. That really doesn't do it, right? But you're out there. And if there's any way, I'm pretty sure everyone watching now, if there's any way we can help to educate riders, to make it a safer place for riders, please tell us. We'll organize a group to help out. So yeah, Jolly, back to you.
Yon. Alam mo, ang dami nating natutunan ngayon, Iben, lalo na sa pag-ano nga ng traffic. Pero I'd like to add din, yung ang ganda nung sinabi ni Sir Bong, yung part ng traffic management is the infrastructure. Kasi alam mo, yung mga ibang kalye talaga, they are designed with a particular flow in mind. So yun nga, pag minsan nangyayari, nagkakaroon tayo ng mga yung overcapacity or yun nga, like yung flow ng traffic, hindi naman siya meant dumali yun ng ganun, nagkakaroon nga din tayo ng problema. Which is yun nga, nagiging pahirap lang both sa ating mga motorista at sa mga enforcers. At ang actually, ganda rin na sinabi ni Sir Bong na yung sa motorcycle lane, it makes, yun nga, parang sa tingin ko, double-edged blade siya na mahirap pagdating sa rider kasi nga, we had to follow a single lane. At the same time, mahirap sa mga enforcer kasi sila, ang hirap naman i-enforce para sa kanila din, di ba? Ganda nung ang ganda ng mga points na yun. Pero yun nga, moving forward, pag-usapan naman natin yung ano natin, yung ating Turatec adventure stories. Wala rin ako.
What did you do? Biglang nawala. Sandali lang yun, Jolly. Hindi ka makatama.
Oo nga. So, ano, simulan natin kay Sir Bong. And meron ka bang mga like mga, kasi ikaw, you ride a Vespa, so marami tayong mga nabubuksan or na-explore ng mga kahit mga spaces, mga corners less traveled by the average motorist. Meron ka bang like mga...
Or even in the US when he was riding, right? Like one of my most epic rides was, what was that, Route 1 from San Francisco, Yosemite, and then back up, or the Mission Ride, which was pretty epic as well. Mm-hmm. Ano yung pinaka epic na motorcycle ride mo?
Well, actually, one is sa Great Highways. I don't know if you remember the Great Highways. That also connects to Highway 1. It's a great, yun yung straight road, no, that leads to the beach. Marami nagbabike doon. Yung parang marami nagkwa-quarter mile doon.
Ito yung Half Moon Bay? Ito ba yung Half Moon Bay ride?
Hindi, dun siya mismo sa ano, Great Highways na
Great Highways
going
na,
to going tayo. To Ocean Beach, going to Ocean Beach, no? Yung paakyat ka ng Cliff House. So, I think I consider that one considering that I rode with my wife, no. Kasi sabi ko nga sa inyo, the one who really resisted of me riding and having a motorcycle is my wife. So, sabi ko, not join me and feel it, how nice it is na mag-ride. Ano. So, that's what we did. Siyempre, ako, nag-start pala akong motorsiklo noon. And then, I really do not know how, you know, my ability to really have a back ride. But then again, sabi ko, kaya ko to eh. Well, after doing it for a while na solo ride, sabi ko, kaya mag-back ride. So, I had her join me. And we went to the beach. I'll bring you to the beach. Sabi sa kanya. Then we rode the Great Highways. Ang maganda kasi doon, pagpasok ng Great Highways, talagang straight way, you know? Talagang dire-diretso ka. Talagang kung gusto mo humataw, it's safe. Well-paved road. Maluwag siya. Maluwag yung lane. And then talagang dire-diretso lang siya and bihira yung dumadaan na four wheels, no? So,
in my mind, yun, parang Tom Cruise with what's her name riding behind? I forgot the name of.
I also forgot. No?
So ganun yun ang image.
But that really changed her perception, so to speak, ano, na mag-ride din. Hindi siya kinakabahan every time I go out, no. And even here in the Philippines, so sabi ko bibili ako ng bike, it was okay with her. Kaya no, nandito siya, and then I already had my Vespa, so we rode around. Natutuwa siya. Sabi niya, I want to ride also the Vespa. So sabi ko, that will be more expensive now. Sabi yung gano'n, dati ako lang mag-bike, ngayon gusto mo na rin.
Times
to lahat. So that will be more expensive now. But anyway, I think riding with my wife, who resisted long before, no, for me riding and having a bike, I think that for me is something a parang game changer for me, and I always consider something memorable. Yeah.
Every time I ride with my wife, it's always it's a special thing. I mean daily commuter kami, right? So I bought her a motorcycle then, but it's always nice that you share this, and the more you ride together, the more in sync you are. You know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be in sync when you're riding together, and it just gets more in sync the more you ride together. Si Jolly hindi makaka-relate, eh. Lonely yan, eh. Puro lalaki yung mga nagbabaring sa kanya. It's true. Jolly.
Alam mo, sa totoo lang, na nagsimula ako mag-bike, iba kala ko parang, eto na, magkaka-girlfriend na ako, pogi na ako, Tom Cruise. Hindi eh. Para sa parking lot ka, mga kapulalaki natin lalapit sa'yo eh. Nice bike, bro.
Ang dami namin, guwapong kaibigan na rider. Speaking of guwapong kaibigan na rider, and Yaki, ano yung pinaka epic ride mo?
Yung sa akin, ano, dalawa. Dalawang pinaka epic ride ko. First one is in Mindanao. I got lost from Coronadal and ended up in Maguindanao.
Okay. So dumaan ka mount Lake Cebu. So dumaan kang Lake Cebu. That's a nice ride.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
A nice lot to get lost in.
So galing akong Lake Cebu.
Yep.
But going back to Coronadal, you turn right.
Mm-hmm.
I turned left.
Yung intersection. I know that.
Okay, so I turned left. The road was so nice. Ang ganda-ganda ng kalya na I know I was getting lost. Mm-hmm. But sige pa rin, diretso pa rin ako. Doon ko na experience na flat out talaga yung Ninja 1000 pinairam sa akin.
Yep.
Yung Ninja 1000, pag i-flat out mo yan, ng more than 3 minutes, mag-overheat yan. Bababaan mo lang ng konti yung throttle, bababaan na yung ano, tatakbo na naman. So, na-flat out ko siya ng 220 for more than 5 minutes. Iinit siya, bababa ko yung throttle, lalamig na naman, pwede na naman. Ganon kaluwag ang Narciso Ramos Highway. Alam kong nawawala na ako. Almost 3 hours ako nawala. yung SAF escort ko hindi na makahabol. I ended up in Maguindanao, Pasig, Sulaan, Sultan Kudarat, lahat yan. And I was alone.
So, okay. You know...
Buti hindi ka na checkpoint doon, ha? Buti hindi ka na checkpoint doon, ha?
Wala, sir. Wala, sir. Eh. Pagka paparahin pa lang ako, wong, wala na, eh. Wala. Ibalag checkpoint
doon.
May araw pa kasi.
Yun. Okay, so that's actually my, that's my bike tip. If you're riding in that area, and pagdating ng mga 4 o'clock, bumibilis na yung takbo ng mga kotse doon. kung bumibilis na yung takbo ng mga kotse,
sa akin, alam mo, sa akin,
maghanap ka na ng safe bro. Space.
Sa akin bro, nakabalik ako ng Coronadal ng about 6:30 p.m.
Good timing.
Oh, 6:30 p.m. But my ride going to Maguindanao, walang kotse, inuunahan ko eh. Ang ganda ng kalye talaga, sweeping turns. Tapos noon, nung sumama na yung kalye after the bridge, sabi ko, familiar na tong area to, ha? Flat na. Wala nang bundok, flat na. Tapos, balik na ako. So yun, bumalik na ako.
So sabi ni Brando, tama, magkasama kami ni Brando when we did that. And then also Brando was saying, haha, I remember that in Yaki, lumagpas ka. So may kasama kang iba, yes, nang damay ka pa.
Yes. And my next perfect ride for me was in Bacolod. Don Salvador Benedicto. Going down, going back to Bacolod. During the Mascara ride, I was invited by my brother Thunderbugs. Ang Thunderbugs kasi.
I was invited.
And then on the way back from Don Salvador Benedicto, yung pababa lang doon, I was lent a W800.
So that's on a the nice way back, to use there. Chill lang. Yeah. Hindi ka hahataw dyan.
Hataw pa rin eh.
hindi iba.
But pabalik, nakita ko yung view, yung isang straight na pababa lang na panay tubuhan left and right. Tapos sunset pa sa harap. Ay, yung sunset sa harap, ayaw mong bumilis eh. Bumagal ako from, I think, 100. Bumagal ako ng 50 kilometers per hour. And you were riding easily with your visor open.
Yep.
And the guys behind me were asking, hey, what's wrong? Bakit ka, ano? Sabi ko, ang ganda ng view. Ang ganda-ganda ng view. Yun ang, kumbaga yung ride na yan was nirvana for me.
Alam mo,
I wasn't chasing myself, you know, pushing myself.
Picture ko, yung nakikita mo, Inyaki, parang nakakaingit nga. Alam mo, yung W800, parang yun yung pinakagusto ko motor talaga ng nagawa ng Japan. Sobrang chill nun eh. Tapos, sunset, highway, parang, nakakaingit.
Yung amoy, Johnny, yung amoy niya. Tapos, yung sunset, yung tubuhan, parang pagpaakyat ka kasi brown, pero pag pababa ka, yung ibang side naman, parang green na siya. Tapos, alam mo, jolly yung amoy, yung amoy niya. Diba? I mean, sugar na, medyo mabaho, pero ang sarap talaga ng feeling nun. Yun ang epic para sa akin.
It's a bombardment of the senses.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Quote kita dyan, ah. Bombardment of senses.
And every place you go to, like yung mga ganon, the smell, may ibang character eh. Diba? Like in Mindanao, iba yung character, iba yung amoy, iba yung ano. And you don't get that when you're riding in a car. You're not immersed.
Mm-hmm. Ayun.
Ano talaga? Zen.
Alam mo, ano ah, funny you should mention this ah. Kasi para sa akin, the first time I rode sa ibang bansa was in Australia. Nung kapitbahay ng kapatid ko, nagmumow siya ng lawn. So, nung pauwi na ako, galing sa ride, nung umaga, so, coffee, dun sa bundok, dun pababa. Nung pauwi na ako, as in, alam mo yung amoy nung bagong tabas sa damo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, talagang hampas sa hitlog, pumasok sa mukha ng helmet ko. So, parang every time I think of riding dun sa Australia, talagang nasa utak ko, parang nag-flashback ako dun sa amoy nung damo. Sa amoy nung freshly cut grass. Parang yun lang yung ano eh. Yung nga yung part nga nung lord ng bike eh. No? That it exposes you to everything eh.
you are in the zone. I mean, yes. it, you're creating memories because you are immersed. All of your senses, your body is engaged in that experience. And on that philosophical note, we're here on our final question. Sir Bong, let's start with Sir Bong. How do you define, anong tunay na rider? Diba? Ano yung tunay na rider para sa'yo? Anong definition mo?
Well, tunay na rider, I think, this is one thing that I learned when I was starting riding. Parang you need to be one with your ride. So, tama, it's enjoyable. It's freedom. That's what we call it. Eh. Pag nagra-ride ka, wow, talagang yung the ecstasy that you feel in riding is something. So, but then again, that's the joy of riding. No? Pero, ang pagiging tunay na rider, we could all enjoy this. No? I think we need to go back to basics. Yung, for me particularly, we need to set a good foundation. Because at the end of the day, it's always safety. Masarap na mag 220 ka, makita mo. Pero kailangan kaya ng dibdib mo and kaya ng kamay mo. No? Parang in short of skills and your attitude on this. No? Masarap mag-ride if you will do it the right way. Ang lagi kong sinasabi, safety matters. No? Kasi being a rider, vulnerable ka. So for me, if you will ask me ang tunay na rider, the one who is one with his bike, who enjoys the ride, no? But in doing so, he still adheres to the basic foundation of safety. Yeah. So we cannot parang detach one from the other, di ba? So yun sa akin, ang pagiging tunay na rider.
So noon nag-umpisa tayo lahat, hindi pa tayo tunay na rider because ang dami natin ginawa na and honestly we all needed to learn, right? Jolly, once you started learning from Coach Mel, you learn na kulang pa yung kaalaman mo, right? Dati, I'll admit, when I started riding, because practicality, nagbabanggeta ako. But now, the older I get, I realize how wrong that is, di ba? And you notice more and more, lalo na ngayon, bihira na mo nakikita yun eh. Dati majority nagbabangketa. Yep. Ngayon, mga pailan-ilan lang yung pasaway eh. And then, napapansin ko dati, yung mga parang racetrack eh, sa stoplight, di ba? Unahan sa line, lumalampas pa sa linya. Ngayon, ngayon sumusunod lahat. And I think a large part of that is also because the training that the TNVS guys go through, yung mga angkas, yung mga grab. They're the vaccine. Sila yung herd immunity. Eh.
They set because the precedent.
Naghahawaan yung right way of doing things.
Well, that's true.
Gusto ko rin yung sabi ni Sir Bong, yung besides na you enjoy the ride, yung dapat may respect ka sa kapwa mong motorista, public roads na naman. At saka syempre, nirespeto mo rin dapat yung motorsiklo mo.
At saka we really need to promote yung courtesy again. Just like I think we talked about this a few yesterday, last night, in the US, na pag nakasalubong ka, may lalagpas sa'yo, no? Talagang they give you the courtesy of waving at you, no? It is nice to see that na sana makita rin natin dito yan na we respect. It doesn't matter what kind of bike you have, big bike, super bike, small bike, scooter, it doesn't matter. We ride, we pareho lang naman two wheels yan eh, di ba? So, we're the same way and we enjoy it. So, kaya yung courtesy na yun, talagang, it means a lot, It means a lot. Lalo na pag nandun ka, kahit they do not look at you kung Pilipino ka or anything like that, as long as you ride, parang pare-pareho tayo dito. We're doing the same thing and we're enjoying the same ride. No? So, sana, hirap kasi dito, dami ng motor eh. No, but in long rides, I think we could do that.
I agree. Yeah. Boss Iñaki, ano yung definition ng tunay na rider para sa iyo?
Well, for me, tunay na rider, I always say this, you know, on my posts and on my articles. One, ride safe. Two, ride smart. Three, ride aware.
Yon.
Four, ride protected. Diba?
Correct.
And most importantly, you have to respect the machine no matter how small it is. You have to respect it. And I was saying last night, sige, kaya mo yung ibang tao na there's a big difference between knowing how to operate a bike and knowing how to ride a bike.
Yun.
Sometimes the other operators, they say that, uy, kaya ko yan motor na yan. Sige, sabihin ko, at idle na, pigilin mo ng kamay mo yung engine. Pag napigil mo yung kamay mo ng yung engine, naniniwala ako kaya mo. Pero pag hindi mo mapigil, respetuhin mo yung motor. Once you respect the motorcycle, automatic yan, respetuhin mo yung kasamahan mong rider din.
Correct. And going to what you said, an operator, you know the technical, you know, you know the bike, but a rider has experience and is educated.
And the learning never stops. I agree with you. Correct. Because the riding, well, not the riding, but riding itself, that includes the motorcycle and that includes the techniques. It has its own life. It constantly evolves. Motorcycle gets more powerful. Riders discover new skills. So it's a constant learning process. But the tunay na rider has the responsibility to share that information to other riders. Has the responsibility to share your mistakes. So may emplang ka, i-post mo at sabihin mo kung maling ginawa mo para maiwasan ang iba. Mahahawa-hawa lahat yan. So that's what we have to do. We have to promote, you know, we have to follow the law. Even though it's inconvenient or harsh, it's the law that instills discipline in us. We have discipline in ourselves. Kahit saan tayo pumunta, disiplinado tayo. Lalo na sa kalye. Diba? So yan ang tunay na rider.
And that is why Sir Bong and Yaki, you guys are our tunay na riders of the week for our Araw ng Kagitingan episode, because you are tunay na moto heroes. You practice what you preach. You're really doing a public service when it comes to riders. No? Before we wrap up, is there anything that you want to chat about, Sir Bong?
Well, guys, see you on the road, you know. So,
and off road, ah, Sir Bong, seryoso si
off road.
Coach Mel, and off road, ah, gawin natin yun.
Yeah, I know, Coach Mel. I know. I think I was featured already in one of their newspapers, I think, or magazine, ba yun? But anyway, well, to all the riders, you know. So let's be safe on the road. See you on the road. And let's all be safe. And you do not treat me as somebody else. Kakampi niyo po ako. Pero kakampi niyo ako in a way na gagawin po natin yung tama, no? At yung nasa legal. Pareho po tayo ng puso. Hindi po tayo, if you just know what's my heart or sa traffic management. Hindi po ako nagsasabi na namimigay ako ng helmet, marami nagkwe-question yan. Aba, dapat ninuli mo, no? Sinasabi ko nga sa inyo, ang batas, walang puso yan. Pero ang enforcers, meron. And I see the plight of other riders na talaga po walang pambili ng helmet yung iba. Yung iba, mag-aangkas ng nanay nila na walang extra helmet, kung anong helmet nilang papagamit. dahil pupunta ng hospital or what not. You know? So, pagpasensyaan nyo na po ako, pero ang enforcer po may puso rin yan. So, hindi nyo po ako kaaway, kakampi nyo po ako, pero nasa tama lang po tayo na.
Yun. Mm-hmm. And then, speaking of helmets, and Yaki, parang nagtayo ka yata ng tindahan dyan, ha?
Una yung the helmet for me. Speaking of the helmet, is the most important part of the gear because it protects the weakest and most important part of our head, of our body. You know? You don't have to buy a helmet that's super expensive. You just have to buy something that is rated. Huwag naman yung substandard, but for example, this is my, I love this helmet. It's nice. A TP course, KYT TP course. And I've been getting slack out of this helmet because people are saying, it's cheap, why are you wearing it? You were wearing Showy before, you were wearing ARA, you were wearing AGB. Eh, gusto ko eh. Kasi komportable.
Magaan. Magaan, ha?
Magaan. At saka,
carbon fiber ba yan?
Hindi. It's the new thermoplastic.
Wow.
But what I like about this one is the view.
Malaki.
Nawala yung stress sa leeg ko. Kaya yan yung ginagamit ko ngayon halos araw-araw. Nakita mo naman, di ba? Iba.
Yep, yep, yep.
So, yun. And then, sa akin is...
Sana magkaroon na ako ng ganyan.
Sana ako all... din.
Oh, sabihin natin si Peter. Sabihin natin si Peter.
Sana all.
Sana all.
Hindi ka magsisisi. Ang sarap. Ang sarap-sarap. Tsaka dapat,
promise, ha? Promise, ha?
You know, respetuhin natin isa't isa. Ako, I make it a point that when I stop in a stoplight, no, sa harap, kinukomedy ko yung mga katabi kong rider. Para kahit naka-big bike ako, chinachat ko, hindi mo wala yung stigma na, di ba? Meron talagang stigma, lalo na pag naka-gear ka at nakamagandang bike ka or naka-big bike ka, parang yabang nandating mo. Ganon yung stigma eh. Ganon talaga eh. Porket naka-big bike, hahamunin ka doon, di ba? Mm-hmm. Hamunin ka. Minsan tatabi ako, bobomba na ako. Ang gagawin ko, tira, mauna. So, yep, ginagawa yep. ko, so yung ginagawa ko, pag stoplight, grab, o kamusta negosyo, o ganon, ganon. Pareho yep, tayo, yep. Ang ginagawin ko, new humor ko. And then that evolved into something that pag may makita akong post sa Facebook na, oh, porket Grab rider lang kami o delivery boy lang kami, ginaganyan kami. So sasabihin ko sa kanila na, oh, huwag niyong matahin yung sarili nyo. Kasi kung wala kayo, paano kami? Yung ginagawa niyong servisyo sa tao, hindi lang yan. Mm-hmm. Hindi lang easy yan. Nakaasa kami sa inyo, lalo na ngayon. Kaya huwag niyong ismulin yung sarili nyo. Tatawa na yan hanggang na I made it a point na personal ano ko, parang advocacy ko, I have to make someone smile or feel good about himself or herself every day. Kahit isang tao lang.
Mahirap yan kasi kami naka-lockdown, ikaw naka-vaccine ka na eh. But I'm pretty sure I do that with my wife every day. Make her smile at least once. And make her think about not killing me at least once.
hindi naman right. ako humihinto eh. Dire-diretso lang ako.
on that note, thank you so much. We've gone over time, but I mean, this is a special episode. I've been really looking forward for this for the longest time. And Inyaki knows how long I've been bugging him like to be on the show.
Yeah.
And as a way of saying thank you, we've got some cool stuff from our friends. This is my company. So they're also sponsoring our show, Otterbox. So we'll be sending you a nice Otterbox case, mil spec rated,
great.
As an Otterbox charger, fast charging. And from our friends at Motul, we're sending you a complete Motul set. I love these.
Oh, right.
And perfect pang double masking. You've got
yes.
Polarized shades.
Polarized. These, I love these. These are so cool. I can't believe we're giving
okay
them away.
Okay, say helmet. Okay, say helmet.
Swat. That's swat good, siya. Oh,
manipis yung ano? Manipis yung parang paa niya.
Yeah.
That will be good for my best pa helmet.
And yeah, Jolly, take us out, man. Oh, next week.
Ayos. Uy, next week iba. Madami tayong guest.
Yeah,
meron we've tayong got... ano? The Orbe family. So uy. Si Bobby Orbe ng Wheeltech, Jacob Orbe from BMW, at saka si Patrick Orbe from KTM.
Whoa.
So,
nice.
I love that family. There's no one who has impacted the motorcycle scene more behind the scenes than the Orbe clan. I mean, these guys are hardcore riders. They're passionate about riding.
Takes care of me when I'm in a BMW. Takes care of me.
So we've got Bobby KTM Orbe represented.
Good sons.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And they're all with different brands, and they all have a different perspective. So that's going to be a fun show. Yeah.
Baka mag-away-away sila iba dahil sa atin.
Sana, sana. Baka pwede tayo mag-tulfo on that episode. And so Jolly, who do we have to thank for this episode?
Oy, oo, madami tayong mga sponsors that made Tulay na Rider happen. So salamat sa Otterbox. Ay, kay Alvin D sa Turatec. At saka Under Armour, Moto Lason Club, Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Pop Socket, at saka Mr. Speedy sa pagsusponsor ng Tulay na Rider.
All right, see you guys next week. Please stay safe, everyone, and ride safe.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.